This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Tillman. The Fairbanks area got slammed with a record-breaking three-day snowstorm last weekend. Rick, what factors came together to drop so much snow on the region?
When the storm started on Friday night, and that steady but fairly light snow through much of the day on Saturday, what we had there were west-southwest winds aloft, bringing in moisture from the Bering Sea, where sea ice extent is well below normal. And that was running over top of the cold air mass that we had had in place. Now, as we moved into Saturday night, that moist west to southwest flow aloft continued, but the low pressure system moved by to our north. And so we saw the character of the snow change even as the air mass warmed towards freezing, because we were getting substantial upward vertical motion in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. And so that increased the intensity of the precipitation, and in most areas remained cold enough for snow.
But then there was another shift later Sunday. What happened then?
The weather front moved through, and temperatures aloft started to cool very dramatically. And as a result, the steady snow cut out, but with the air near the ground still very mild, while the air 15,000 to 20,000 feet up was cooling, supported the rapid development of snow showers. Certainly an April snowstorm to remember.
And like it or not, it's going to take a good while for all that new snow to melt. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.